But I want to talk today about an intersection that really is possibly going to result in a big collision. If you'll go through the paper, you'll find that the courts of appeals, the circuit courts of appeals, not the state courts of appeals, have pretty universally said two things. That the estate in a bankruptcy, whether it's a Chapter 11 or a Chapter 7 or even a municipality Chapter 9, first owns the policy. After all, it bought it and paid for it. The second thing the estate owns, the proceeds of first-party coverage. Now, the estate owns those proceeds. They may not all belong to the debtor ultimately because people will have claims against those proceeds in a sort of waterfall bankruptcy lawyers talk about. For example, if the house burns down, the first person to benefit from the flow of money would ordinarily be a secured creditor. But in third-party coverage, the circuits have been uniform. The policy belongs to the debtor. The proceeds do not, because the debtor has no right to the cash. It has the right to the protection from third-party claims that the cash gives, but it doesn't ordinarily control the cash. Now, how many of you have done any mass tort work? Big cases. I've always dreamed of one.